Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Astros Baseball. On the show, we're going to talk about spring training. It is spring training eve. The Astros want to be aggressive on the base paths. Christian Javier came in lean and mean, and we've got some off-the-wall Astros wishes and much more joining me on the show today. As always, Wally and Stadium Steffi, how's it going?
Going good, taking another break from work. So this is my lunch break. I chose y'all over food, although I did have some fried rice earlier. So
where'd you get it, Steph?
Rice box. It was my leftovers from yesterday from a girls' night. It was perfection.
There's a place called Rice Box.
Mm-hmm. So good too. It's amazing.
What and about affordable. You, Wally? I just woke up an hour earlier for you guys. How about that?
I didn't have two rewarm pieces of Costco pizza. Good and good for you.
You know, I actually didn't have to wake up early today because I left at 4 instead of 6. And I went to bed by 5. I woke up at noon fully rested and refreshed and ready to go on a new edition of the Astros Baseball Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let's get to the first topic. Like I said, happy spring training game eve. Tomorrow, the Astros play. They spoke about it. Espada said the big dogs are going to play. So I'm pretty excited to get to watch a game tomorrow because I'm pretty sure it's super early. And also, I'm super excited to see the lineup. I want to see if Espada is true to his words.
Yeah, me too. You wonder how long they're going to play. Are they just going to get a cup of coffee, one bat through, just to see what live pitching's like? You kind of wonder who they're playing, if they're going to throw their best pitcher to give them a good feel for what they're playing. I don't think it does Bregman any good to bat against some tomato can, and other than just to see live pitching. But they're seeing live pitching in the bat and live BP already.
Yeah, I think I'm just excited for baseball to be back. It's going to be a fun game against them in the Nationals. And game actually starts at 5, so not super early, which is, most of their games lately are going to start like afternoonish or a little bit later. So, but this one is at 5, so it'll be kind of interesting to get to watch that tomorrow. But yeah, definitely excited to see just the team up and running again, to see the starters doing their thing. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm just excited for baseball to be back, really, is what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to see Blanco get out there and throw some and see if he can earn himself a spot on the team. Have y'all heard who else is going to pitch? I haven't heard any names for sure.
No.
Mm-mm. No clue.
He said he's going to play the batters or play the primary players, but he hasn't given any idea of who's actually going to play.
Yeah, if he was talking about Ronel Blanco starting, I'm assuming we're not going to see any big dogs pitching. Based on who's starting. But I didn't realize that it was Friday. It's Friday, right?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
So it doesn't matter what time the game is tomorrow. It doesn't matter. I was all disappointed because I thought I had to work, but I'm pretty excited. Another thing we can look forward to tomorrow is the Astros are saying they're going to be more aggressive on the base paths. And that's pretty exciting. The bases are bigger. They're closer now. What do y'all think about this? I think it's a good idea. Let's get aggressive. Put pressure on the pitcher.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think when you can make the game move a little bit faster to your advantage, that's always a good thing. I think that obviously it can kind of take the pitcher off their game a little bit if they're having to worry about how aggressive these guys can be. And we have a lot of guys who can steal bases. And it feels like the past couple years, maybe we weren't as aggressive as we used to be kind of earlier at the beginning of this run. It feels like earlier we were pretty aggressive on them. Then it kind of just dwindled down. And, you know, to have that extra factor and that extra thing that's going to make you dangerous is never a bad thing.
Yeah. And Altuve's got 7 more steals and he gets to 300 steals. Interesting to see how quickly he gets that done. One of the things about the Astros, as far as being more aggressive on the base pass, a lot of their guys who would steal in the past, Altuve, 34 years old now. And so he might not have the wheels that he used to. You know, Tucker had 30 last year. You know, is Tucker going to continue to steal? You know, we know guys like Abreu are not. Bregman's never been a base stealer. Pena can steal, but his caught rate is pretty high. It'd be interesting to see how Myers does. If Myers wins that spot in center field, plays every day, he's got wheels and he could probably put some steals on it.
So there was a team we played last season, and I don't remember if it was the Blue Jays or whoever it was, but they were stealing bases. They were super aggressive, and I found it annoying. And I found it like, I wish we would do this. Like, why can't we do this? Because it really felt like whoever was pitching was just stressed out because these guys were running, but I don't remember who it was. Y'all remember who it was?
No, couldn't remember if you paid me to know.
Yeah, but kind of remember it, right? Somebody was just like really aggressive, and they had a lot of fast players.
But your point is well taken, because if you get a guy on base and it's a guaranteed double, it's really, really disheartening to the team that they always have to be defending a guy in scoring position.
You know who is really aggressive on the base paths and seems to get thrown out at second a lot? That's who you maybe think of, Jose Altuve. That guy has a lot of base running blunders, so maybe that's something he can focus on, because other than that, he's pretty much the perfect ball player.
Well, and your point is well taken, because aggression on the base paths is not necessarily stealing bases. It's going to first to third. It's getting a secondary lead. It's reading the pitcher properly, getting the jump on the hit, and scoring on balls to set, you know, balls when you're on second base that if you're not paying attention, you're stuck at third with 2 outs and you leave one out on the field.
Yep. RISP, a big negative point for the Astros last year, as far as I remember.
And in 22, it was such a big deal, especially with 2 outs.
All right, so did y'all see this? Because he looks really good. Christian Javier comes in 15 pounds lighter. And even Framber Valdez looks different. He looks like he lost some weight.
Well, he lost some hair for sure.
Yeah. What this reminds me of is, if you remember, I think it was Yuli Gurriel's last season. He came in lean and ready to play, and he played the worst ever. So, you know, Javier saying, I hope losing this weight helps the mechanics, or maybe somebody on here said it, but hopefully it doesn't hurt, because his body's going to be different.
Go ahead, Steph.
Oh, no, go for it.
No, if he does have that extra 15 pounds and he thinks it's going to help his mechanics, it probably will help his stamina. If he can repeat that delivery and stay in for 6-7 innings rather than 5-6, you know, that just takes more pressure off the bullpen, makes him a better pitcher, makes him a better team. We'll see. I mean, because like you said with Yuli, it didn't really help him too much.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think, too, anytime that your body changes, you always have to make adjustments to figure out how to work with what you've got now. So hopefully he can make those adjustments. And again, hopefully it'll make him a better pitcher. So excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, because Javier's really good. I mean, there was a time where you're like, maybe he's our ace because he's really good. But I don't think he did as well last year. He kind of let us down a little bit. But this was one of Wally's topics. And If you want to take the lead on this, Wally, you can off the wall Astros wishes.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's so fun about baseball and being a fan, and let's face it, we're not on the field. We're not in the meetings. We're fans. We try to pay attention and do some research and provide a different view of what's going on in the game. As we look as what would it be if we had a move to make? What could we make to make the Astros better? I mean, just spitballing, what could we do to make the Astros better? And something I've always wished the Astros would do, and I don't think it would ever happen. I don't think he'd ever do it, but it would make the Astros and him absolutely deadly, is if we were able to trade for Carlos Correa and put him in left field. Can you imagine Carlos in left field? You know, it would save him. Can you imagine somebody trying to run on that arm? Hmm. I mean, it would shut people down.
Why not put him a shortstop?
Well, because he's older than JP.
Oh.
You know, it's.
Yeah, but Yordan's the left fielder. I don't.
Well, they can switch off and they have left, right.
Oh, he
they
can
do a left, right DH.
Yeah. So that's who you would want to bring back.
I mean, if you're talking about just really off the wall, how cool
that is off the wall.
It is off the wall, because when you said, can you imagine? And I said, nope, I can't imagine that at all. So that's how off the wall it is, Wally, and I'm here for it.
He does have a cannon, though.
I mean, he has the thing about it, when you get a guy who hadn't had the injury issues he had in the past, but he did have a few years where he had injuries. Funny, he seemed to get healthy when he had a contract year. Mm-hmm. You can put him in left field. It would save his body. Probably help his bat. You just never know. It'll never happen, but just kind of imagine how fun that might be to see him out there and if him running in and knowing what it's like to get rid of a ball fast and gun it. There'd be some really embarrassed runners.
You know, whenever JP3 took over for him, you really noticed the difference in the guns.
Yeah.
Because Carlos Correa had a cannon.
Mm-hmm. You know, they play the truth. They play the position two completely different ways.
Yeah. They really do.
I mean, look how Pena does it. He's always moving. He's always moving towards the ball. He circles around the ball and comes straight in on it and makes the throw on the run. Correa is much more comfortable sitting back and gunning people out.
Mm-hmm. From the grass.
Yeah, from the left.
What about Bregman? You know, we talked about Bregman being hard to replace. He throws people out from the other side of third base.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like you notice
Bregman also, he's almost never still when he lets the ball go. If he gets the ball sitting to him, he's always running towards first base.
Do you have an off the wall, Steffi? I what did I say when you text me this?
Yours was Cole.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Garrett Cole. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring Garrett Cole back. But that isn't off the wall. I mean, going with yours.
Yeah, that's true. My off the wall thing wouldn't even be an actual player thing. It'd be, I think we need a 50% off El Tiempo Margaritas night at Minute Maid Park at least once a month.
Do you want to kill people?
Do they know how strong they are?
They have to know.
You know, the Space Cowboys.
We had a friend go with us one night and made the mistake of getting a third, and it was not great.
Ooh, I had two and I almost got a third, but I was drunk the whole way home. And I live 3 hours away. It took me forever to shake it.
Oh, my God.
But I just, if you didn't see this, this isn't part of the show, folks, but the Space Cowboys sent out their...
the promo schedule.
The promo schedule. They got a lot of cool stuff. I guess if they don't have it exactly yet, it just says, like, Astros player. But that's the best place to go get your
$5 Frozens.
Yeah.
I'll definitely they also be going have over
Bark in the Park
Luke.
Night. They also have Bark in the Park Night every week or almost every homestand. I think it's on Tuesdays.
I'm not so a fan you get to of bring that. Your.
I love that. Let me I see all it. The dogs.
I went to on accident last year when they had the. I don't know if the Astros call it Bark in the Park. I got so tired, but I was in section 105, and all the dogs are behind us. And I was like, man, shut up.
You made a mistake being in section 105. That was your mistake.
I didn't know it was dog day.
Gotta pay attention to the schedule, you know? just in case.
We're letting everybody down because we don't have off the wall thing. I don't have any. Not that good.
Bring Granky back.
Yeah.
Now that put Granky in the bullpen. That's my off the wall move.
Yes.
I think we ought to bring Granky back as a psychology coach.
Anything. I love Granky. Oh, I have my new favorite player, by the way.
Who's that?
I can reveal that later. I thought about it long and hard. Because, you know, I have to have someone that gets slandered. I can't have Altuve. Because people,
I feel like I already know who it is.
How come your favorite player is not Altuve or Bregman? I can't like them. I got to have someone I can support. All right. So I saw the story, and I'd have to look up the picture here. But it had rebound candidates. Oh, I got it right here. And I didn't know Vladimir Guerrero did bad last year. Carlos Correa is on here. Carlos Rondon is on here. Luis Severino, Chris Bryant. These are some big names. And someone on there is Jeremy Peña. You know, we look at him and say he had a sophomore slump. So is he going to rebound? How confident are you that he's going to rebound?
I think with the changes in his swing, he obviously knows that something was off last year. So he's making those changes, seeing what kind of adjustments he can make. And I think it'll be a rebound year for him. I think, you know, it happens so often when you go through just a crazy rookie year and, you know, it's and win a World Series in your rookie season, you know, to then realize, hey, like, let's take a step back. Let's reevaluate some things. Let's make sure that we're making the adjustments we need to make, because pitchers learn how you hit. They're going to learn where the holes are in your swing, and you have to adjust to them this way, same way that they've adjusted to you. So seems like he's doing the work, and fingers crossed it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about Peña is people said he had a sophomore slump, and he had a sophomore slump in power for sure. You know, his WAR was down a point, but when you look at a lot of his numbers, he struck out, you know, 21% of the time instead of 25% of the time. He made fewer errors, although the thing that was funny about last year with his errors, he seemed to make errors on easy plays. You know, he made some tough plays, but he booted more balls that were right at him. You know, he turned more double plays. You know, he had more doubles and more triples last year than the year before. So it wasn't like he had just an awful year. But it was like the things that we really notice he fell off on. And it's certainly easy to tell. He's said it that, you know, he's trying to get more lift on the ball. You know, I wonder if and speaking of lift, I kind of wonder if he lifts too much and he gets all bound up, because, man, he's got some arms on him.
I wonder if he didn't have a sophomore slump. I wonder if he's the same guy that just happened to have two amazing playoff series and our expectations were a little higher than they should have been.
Could have been because if you looked at those numbers that he had last year and took 2022 out of there and said, give me those numbers as JP going forward, we would have said, we'll take that and move and build around it.
Did you answer this, Steph, or any?
I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. You went first. Whoa. All right. I just want to make sure I give everybody a chance.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you guys see this? The Diamondbacks, you can stream every Diamondbacks game for $99.99. And there was a lot of people that saw this and they're like, Astros, are you watching? Because honestly, like, I pay $90 for Fubo and I don't watch anything but the Astros. I watch the Astros and Netflix. It's only two things I ever do. So is this something you would do? Or, I mean, the Astros are already on TV. They're already on Fubo for $90. So it's not something I would do.
Yeah, I don't think I would do it either. Especially if it's strictly just Diamondbacks games, that seems a little pricey for just one team. Now, again, if it was like the whole MLB package and you can get everything without blackouts, but also too, it's kind of interesting because it's like, okay, are they able to stream that in Arizona as well? Do you know, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
so it's like no blackouts, no anything.
But can't the Diamondback fans watch the games already?
Well, I think this is the what I was listening to on MLB radio on the way over is that this is MLB offering that in place of the regional sports network. So this is their package.
Oh, okay.
So MLB is actually, you know, fronting this thing.
So if the Astros got rid of this network thing, this would be our only option, is to pay $100 a year to watch Astros games. And if you think about it, it's really not that bad. It's like 6 months.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's not even 20. It's less than $20 a month, I think.
Yeah, I think you can get MLB extra innings for like 150 a year, something like that. I had to get that in Beaumont.
Yeah. I would get it if I needed to, but I don't need it. I have Fubo for less, and I can still watch every game except when they're on like 900 other channels that you got to get, Paramount, whatever. I don't know. They're on a lot of channels and everybody, Apple TV,
Are they still doing the Apple TV games this year?
Unfortunately, yes, I think.
I liked them last year. Last year, it wasn't as bad as the first year. I feel like the first year was awful. God awful, but it got way better last year. And I like the fun content that they kind of bring up in between the game. I think it's fun. It's different. If nothing else, you know,
the first season was bad because it's like they had Astros haters on there. you remember that year, book?
The first year was bad because they tried to be cool and hip and slick, and they had people in the booth that shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. On the broadcasts. Yeah.
Now the second year they put some kind of cool stats up.
Yeah.
You know, on real time stuff when, you know, Jeremy Pena's up and it's two outs and second and third, you know, what's his batting average? You kind of, you know, but they didn't overdo it. I thought that part was really well done.
The stats were very, very well done. And usually they were kind of in almost like a watermark, like at the bottom, like hit probability, like probability of a home run, that kind of stuff. I thought that was so neat. And again, it's like stuff that makes it fun, you know?
Yeah.
And the video quality. The video quality is better than the what we were used to seeing. It's really done well.
Definitely.
You know, 10, 15 years, it's probably going to be all streaming. You know, the NFL.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, the NFL is shown with the Thursday night Amazon game, and you know, people griped about the Peacock game, but 25 million people watched it. So
yeah. So this is just off topic again, folks, but I had bought that book because this Barnes & Noble was moving, and so everything was half off.
Uh-huh.
So I bought that book called Cheaters. It's about the Astros, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
there's a section on the Yankees.
Well, I'll get to that. Well, I've only read three chapters, but it's kind of like the Black Sox, blah, 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 blah. But what the Astros did was worse. The Giants, blah, 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 it was the most horrible cheat. But the Astros were worse. That's what it is. He's talking, because it's the Astros and the history of cheating. So he's talking about, like, the San Francisco, I guess they were the New York Giants.
The New York Giants.
But they were looking through a periscope, sending an electric signal to the third base coach underneath his feet, telling the batter every pitch. The guy has the shot heard around the world. They win the World Series, but that's not worse than what the Astros did. Like,
well, you know, that's, I think
they did the same thing, dude, just because you're a Yankees fan. Come on, dude.
Yeah, a few shows back, I think I mentioned about when people say Altuve shouldn't go to the Hall of Fame. I said, well, what about this guy, Willie Mays, who was playing center field for the Giants in 1951? If, you know, I'm fine with however you want to do it, but just apply it evenly.
Yep.
All right. Did y'all see this? I don't know what I did with it. Yeah, okay. I don't have my glasses on.
Yes,
but the Astros, first round picks, WAR totals. The Astros are number one. They have 59.5 WAR. I got to zoom in. 64% of their first round pick.
How far does this go back?
Come on, dude. I don't know. Oh, here it is. No, I don't know.
2014 through 2023.
Yes, okay, 2014. That's right. Mm-hmm. Let's get down below.
Okay. See, I need to save that one. I'm just saving the picture. But anyway.
Oh, no, it's on the picture. That's where I found it.
Yes,
where?
Way down below.
At the very bottom.
I don't have my glasses on.
Small right-hand corner.
Okay. So now y'all know. But the Astros are number one. 7 out of 11 reached the major leagues. That's a high probability right there. That's pretty mm-hmm. good. 59% WAR. But is it misleading that Alex Bregman has 35 of it?
Well, you've also got Kyle Tucker.
He has over half of it. Alex Bregman has over half of it.
Yeah, no, Tucker was also drafted in the first round that year, too, because he was Bregman, I think, was the comp pick, or Tucker was the comp pick when we didn't sign the pitcher that we drafted number one, and then we did the medicals on him, found out his elbow was about to blow out. Mm-hmm. And it did.
Yep.
So 1, 2, 3, fourth from the bottom, the Yankees 6.6 WAR. The one above that, 6.8 WAR, Texas Rangers. So you got to pick the right guys, Texas. You got to develop your dudes.
Well, I think they have, because
they have now.
Carter,
yeah.
They got Carter and the other person coming up from AAA that was drafted from Florida, and Langford. They've got some good ones coming up.
All right. It is time for final thoughts. We're moving along pretty good here.
Yeah, we're moving quick.
We kind of thought it was a little too many topics, but you never know. You can always have too many and not use them.
True.
But it's better than not having enough. But anyway, it's pretty good. We're 25 minutes into it. I know everybody's still listening on their drive to work. I have a 20-minute drive to work, so it's perfect for me, 20, 30 minutes. Wally, you want to start? What's your final thought?
Yeah, there's a great article that Chandler Rome wrote about Jake Myers. He said that he no longer feels like an emotional roller coaster, and it's all about the mental aspect. Before he had gotten to the Astros, or after, before he'd hurt his shoulder, he'd always worried about following the process. Well, when his shoulder got hurt, he got to where he was more worried about the results rather than the process. And I highly recommend you, The Athletic is just a great, great subscription anyway. But this is a terrific article, and it talks about how he's reached out to Laura Ramos, who's of the Astros mental health and performance provider, to talk about how he can trust the process more, get his mindset in the right place. He said the Astros have just helped him out so much this year, because Dana Brown coming out initially and saying Myers is the everyday center fielder has just really put him at ease. Now, he also says that if you go 0 for 10 too many times in a row, you know, that won't, the process won't work. But it's a really, really neat story. And since it's also a good reminder to people that if you feel like you need to get help, reach out and get help.
I agree with that. Steph, you got anything?
Yeah, my final thoughts. Brian McTaggart did a really great article on Jose Abreu, him trying to get his momentum back from the end of the year and really just putting in work to make sure he has a better second season with the Astros. I was super excited for Abreu to get signed last year. I loved his enthusiasm on opening day, coming out of the dugout when they called his name, and him just kind of fist bumping in the air. So excited for him to hopefully have a bounce back year, a little rebound year. He is like one of my favorite players by far. I just love his enthusiasm, his excitement, and his first home run last year was by far the most fun moment of the season for me. Because not just his excitement, but the entire team's excitement for him. And the one thing that they mention in the article too is that they feel like no one really puts in more work than this guy, even though they wish he would slow it down because they want to make sure he's saving some energy for the season. But I'm really hopeful that he's going to have a much better year this year. And yeah, I want to see what he can do when maybe he's a little bit more calmed down and maybe feeling a little more settled with the team.
Well, and he still drove in 90 runs.
He did. It was incredible.
Dude knows how to drive in runs.
Absolutely.
And he was one of the only four people doing anything in the playoffs. So anyway, with that said, I have a final thought, but I'm going to do this first. My favorite player, my new favorite player is Jose Abreu.
I already knew that's who it was going to be. That's why when you said that earlier, I was like, I already know who it's going to be, and it's going to tee it up perfect.
You teed it up. Because he has high expectations. He's going to get slandered.
Oh, 100%.
He did the first home run slide into the dugout. The only thing I don't like is the little goatee rubber band thing, but I'm going to have to get over it. But Jose Abreu, folks, I love having favorite players that get slander. So Jose Abreu, I got your back in 2024, buddy. I got it. So my final thought, I saw a story and I could share it with you later, but it was about the new uniforms. You see everybody complaining about the see-through pants and all that. But the first thing that I noticed that fans were complaining about was the little lettering and like the things in the back, everything was smaller. Do you know why it's smaller? Because the fabric is so much thinner that it can't hold those heavy numbers. That's why the back of the jerseys are going to look different. So that's kind of crazy. And the pants are pretty much see-through. Who's the commissioner?
Manfred.
I don't know if that was him. Oh, it's Tony something.
Tony Clark, the head of the
Tony. Guy. So he was saying something about it's kind of sad that the main issue that all the players have, it's about the pants, whether you can see through them, whether they're in short supply. And one player's like, what am I supposed to do? I gotta go to like Dick's Sporting Goods and buy some more pants. So how are these in short supply? I don't know what's going on. But people are pretty upset about these thin uniforms. But I talked to Luke and he said they're comfortable. He didn't say anything bad about it, but it looks like the players are pretty negative about the see-through pants.
Also, too, as a company, how do you not prepare properly for this situation knowing that you have a contract? Like, how? You know?
Steph, I'll make it even worse. On MLB Radio today, they were talking about Nike had been reviewing and preparing for this for like 6 years, and they still blew it. I mean, Fanatics is making them, but they're just taking specs given to them by Nike.
By Nike, yep.
So it's still Nike's fault? I was like, why aren't you just making them?
100% Nike's fault.
They're trying to make them more comfortable for the players, and I get it. You know, football is kind of like that, too. You know, their pants are getting a little more see-through, but...
Well, they don't have knee pads anymore.
Yeah.
True.
All right. That was a good show. Let's see what I have here. All right. Thanks for tuning in. That's the next topic. I know I really appreciate everybody tuning in. We got to what, 139 on the U.S. charts?
Yep. And number four in France.
Oh, number four
in France. Thank you, all the French people.
The YouTube page is doing a decent, you know, it's getting pretty close to 100 an episode. Pretty close, not really there. But we are on YouTube if you do miss the live show. The live stream has been doing great. Wally always keeps track of that, the numbers guy. And that's it, folks. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Astros play tomorrow at 5. Yep. All right. So anyway, for Wally, Stadium Steffi, we will see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.